Hello and welcome back to the Lesser Heroes podcast. Today's episode is going to be a special one. We're actually going to be interviewing a good friend of the podcast, Christian. We have all kinds of stories to share with Christian, all kinds of questions for him. It's a great time. It's a great interview, a lot of laughs. I think you'll enjoy it. But before we start, please remember, we need your help. Check us out at Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, wherever. Leave us comments. Listen to these podcasts over and over ad nauseum. So without further ado, our interview with our good friend, Christian. Our first guest on the podcast.
Yes.
Our friend Christian. No last names.
Just Christian.
Fine Christian name. Oh, it's Christian Anderson.
I was given a suggestion for the title of this podcast.
Go on.
Christian Values.
What about Christian Mingle?
Yeah, Christian Mingle's on Christian Mingle.
Single Christian? No.
Oh, Jesus, that's the what should we know about you, Christian?
I've known you idiots for longer than I care to admit or remember. I'm both honored and confused as to why I'm here. I look at it as a little bit of throwing a blanket on a fire or sitting in for a roast. I'm not sure which side of the fence I'm on right now.
I would say
the latter.
We only dig up the truth. We also argue over whether or not it's true. And then we never really come to a conclusion.
I feel like this is a form of investigative reporting that really we're the first to do. Right. We're basically going to take low blows after low blow at you and then see how far you can go before tears come.
I tell you right now, I obviously am a bald gentleman, and I deal with high school kids all the time, and they all, at some point in time, take like a little joke at me, some way, shape, or form, usually because I'm bald, and most of the time my answer to them is...
It's not because you're an asshole?
Well, yeah, but that's why they can do
it. It's not top of my list.
No, obviously not, but they don't know me that well, and they always take these jabs at me, and my answer to them as they get older, probably about their junior or senior year, is...
Fuck your mother.
If you think you're going to beat what my friends have brought already through this course of time of my life, you got a long way to go, my friend. So
that's true. You've been desensitized.
Yeah.
Since high school. When you had a lot of hair. A lot of hair.
So much.
I don't think I'm going to come off real well by the end of this.
Oh, well, we never do, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but...
No, we have a really, really happy ending planned.
Oh, that's good.
All right, so we each have a story relating to you. So what we're going to do is share the story.
Now I feel bad about my story.
We're gonna share the story, and then you obviously can chime in at any point. There's nothing below the belt, nothing too bad that you should be offended by. If anything, I would take great pride in the stories we're about to share.
Okay.
I mean, you don't usually put the cleanup hitter leading off, but okay, here we go. Well, as we know, as the three people I'm sitting in the room with decided to go threesies on a little row home on Market Street. Not really downtown York. Some portion of it.
City limits.
It was very city.
It was very city limits.
West Town York.
A person was murdered pretty much, I think, our first week there in the back alley from a certain bar.
I will say that there was a soundtrack to that neighborhood. Kind of menace to society kind of thing. But, well, anyway, my favorite story, obviously, this is what, 23-ish, 24-ish times?
I think so.
Yeah,
23?
23. 24 when we bought that house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun place to go. Spent some time there. My futon lived there for a while in the guest room.
And died there.
No one wanted to do a thing with that when it was done. Your bedroom was like, I would call it the master suite of that house.
Yeah,
it was the biggest, biggest
it was,
room.
It had a bay window. Street.
Mine was closest to the bathroom. You were in the front of the house.
It had a bay window in the front. It was pretty sweet. You had the view of the street for better or worse.
I heard you with the jailbreak, yes.
Yeah. It had a lot of ups and a lot of positives, a lot of negatives. But there it was. There was a night where, and I don't know all the details. I don't think they're even important. But it a lot of drinking happened that day.
I believe it was New Year's.
That could have been.
It might have been
night.
New Year's.
Fellas, it could have been a Tuesday in that.
There were a lot of New Year's Eves in that house. Monthly, at least.
But I don't feel like I ever really vomited on any major holidays.
I don't think that was a major holiday.
Go on your plaque in the Hall of Fame. Jim Palmer never gave up a Grand Slam in his career.
No, but honestly, like, those days where you're supposed to go for it, I find myself, the times I, like, ended up having some kind of vomit or hangover or crazy is usually
slippery
somewhere, yeah, like, it's somewhere, like, what the hell happened? It was a Wednesday night, and next thing I know, it's, like, 4 in the morning.
I don't remember you ever having, like, an embarrassing puke. I could be wrong.
Well, I think this is where this is going.
No.
Oh, okay.
I tell the story independent of podcast worlds. I think this is a great story.
Well, bring it in. I'm mistaken.
You had the bedroom out front. Anyway, you were feeling it. The spin was rooming, all that good stuff. And well, it's time to throw up. For whatever reason, it was quicker to get to the window than it was to get to the bathroom. I think probably equidistant from your bed. You made a choice. I don't know if you
window were, was certainly closer. It was closer. Than the
maybe you were.
If I had to open the window,
maybe you were downwind, downstream or something. I don't know. But goes to the window. Either it was probably open because you were probably hot from drinking. Threw up out the window. No one saw this coming.
Second floor window, by the way.
Second floor window. A tall row home. Splattered all over.
2,900 square feet. Go right on.
Splattered all
five
over.
Bedrooms.
It is currently for sale.
For sale.
Who's buying that?
It only lists one bathroom now.
Oh. Well, that's and I'm pretty sure it was the inspiration for Silence of the Lambs. So basically,
oh my god, yeah. A lot of dog shit.
So splatter shit. All over the. A lot of dog shit down there. Splatter all over the
old monitors,
stoop,
too,
I guess, that you had.
Yes,
I was partly stoop and partly sidewalk. I was mostly railing.
So
yeah, a lot of sidewalk.
You did it.
Yeah, that happened.
You owned it.
I did.
And then being the conscientious guy that you are, you were, and still are, I gotta clean this up.
There's like a garbage bag of vomit.
So a whole day's worth of it. There it is, out on the front lawn. There's no grass in the front lawn, but there's no lawn. And goes to the kitchen, right? You went down the stairs towards the back of the house where the kitchen was, filled up. Like a chili pot or something? I don't know.
No, the reflection's pretty vague. I think it was a big water pitcher. A
Dutch oven? Okay.
Or some vessel of water that was transportable.
You're a reliable narrator. Yeah,
okay. You made it up. And somehow,
I was clearly thinking straight.
I got to clean this up. What would anybody do? They go out there, they clean it up, right? Not you.
No. I didn't. Wait.
You know what? I threw up from on high. I better clean up from on high. goes back up the long staircase, back to the front of the house, back to the master suite, out the window, goes to the water, splash. I'm a really good neighbor. All my neighbors are going to really appreciate what I've just done. You know what? I made a mess and I fixed it. Or you spread it.
Probably not the worst thing on that street that night.
I could care less about the mess that it made.
You basically pushed it into the neighbor's yard.
What do I care about? I don't care about the mess that it made at all. I care about the thought process that was involved. And the logic. I love that story. And I don't get the greatest reactions from it, and I don't care.
No, I even remember in the morning waking up, still probably drunk, if not certainly hungover. I didn't remember puking until someone brought it up, like, why the fuck is there puke all over our steps and just sidewalk? And I remember going, I think that was me. And then I saw something, the window open and a pitcher or something by the window. And I was like, hey, I cleaned it up. And in my head, even at that moment, I remember thinking to myself, like,
yeah, you're that's not logical. Offended that we would give you a hard time about it. Like, you did your part to clean it up. Why, where are we to?
The only reason I'm your story is because I know you told me.
But I remember even at that moment thinking, like, well, that was probably the quickest and easiest way. Like, I just covered as much ground. I just recreated the vomit with water, and it just all washes away.
I can clean it. Mere steps from my bed.
Yeah. So in retrospect, it was probably not the smartest way to try and clean up a giant pile of vomit, but at the moment, and even the next day, it made sense.
I just assumed it was Paulette, our 90-year-old neighbor, that sat just on the stoop all day.
Just things fell out of her.
Hello, how are you?
And was it 14 years ago? Something like that?
Well, we 13? we signed the lease on the house on October 23rd, 2003.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
How? Okay.
I just know that.
Well, so it was either that New Year's or the following
October
New Year's.
2002.
Mm-mm. No, it
incorrect.
Was 3.
Okay.
I'm almost certain it was 23.
Yeah.
So that was That's my favorite.
That was not where this. I just this.
We were going. We were talking. We were talking.
Maybe we should have sandwiched that in with some of our. Wait,
all right. No.
Well, we were texting yesterday about what we were going to share, and right I was ahead. Like, I don't know. So I'm like, I got a good Donner story to talk about.
I had a guess for what your story was going to be, but it might come up later. But
well, go on. What were you thinking? Because it might be mine.
Let's just go then. Okay.
All right, my story.
Ride this magic carpet.
Well said. Well, my story started. To be honest, I would assume. I don't even know if I was still living at that house in the city, but we went out to a bar known as Cobble Rock. See how I covered that up?
Yeah.
And we were there, and nice. And there was a girl. We'll just call her
Carmella.
And she was with us.
Out of everything, this is what you're gonna bring up.
One big finish.
Long breast.
Tim, do you want to take this? I finished that the blank. One big long
family lineage.
So we were sitting there.
Beef jerky nose.
Peanut brittle face.
This is where the editing software comes in.
No. Hold on. Let's finish. I won't go into the details.
Okay.
Don't you worry. There's more.
I think you hit most of the details, but we're good.
Well, no, I just brought her up. So we were sitting, sure. There was about four of us sitting in this bar, and now granted, our friend Christian, I don't think he had any interest in her at all at the start of the night. not to give anything away.
I was just playing things out and see where
we were just sitting at the bar, and all of a sudden we notice this
Carmella
character kept trying to hold Christian's hand. That was you, right? That was
no.
Me. Was that you?
I had
you were sick.
I had a very large sinus infection and couldn't drink.
It was you then.
Oh, I forgot.
It was Tim.
I
Tim
was at the house.
You guys did everything you could not to discourage it.
No.
Harder for me.
No, we wanted to see it happen. We wanted to see it play out.
It very difficult for me. I don't know if you guys remember that, but we'll get into
it. You knew it was inevitable.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. It's not like we were just hanging out drinking.
You have a head scratcher.
And she kept grabbing Christian's hand, and that's not even like code, like it really was your hand. It
yes.
was weird.
Yes.
Was. But so we drank there for a while and went back to the house.
It's like how gentlemen hold each other's hands underneath the bathroom stall door. Like
that's divider. Exactly what it is. You just put your foot under the stall, tap twice, tap and then you hold hands.
Is that what's been happening to me? I get nervous when I poop in public, and next thing I know, some guys are trying to help me out.
The Spanish call it camaraderie.
That's not Spanish. But we head back to our house, and to Christian, do you want to take us to there?
If no, there's any, anything no, 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 different. Keep going.
Because I don't really, I mean, granted, it's foggy.
This was 6:13, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bonus points.
Okay.
Who else was with us?
That night?
With us or with her?
With
well,
us.
Like, it was oh, what?
Wait.
Just first name.
That'd be difficult, but...
Wasn't there a teacher?
Yes.
A former teacher?
Yes.
No, she bought us a shot.
I just remember the hand holding, and like
we're
Tim and I,
like 13 years ago.
Well, we already
it was
talked about middle school, but we were like Tim and I were tapping each other.
15, 16 years ago,
tapping each other like, oh my god, look at their hands. And so we head back, and somewhere along the line, we're all hanging out in the kitchen, but we kind of know what's going to happen here with Christian and
Carmella.
Really, you guys had never seen this game before, though.
We knew what was going to happen, so...
The handholding was new.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot
wow,
of character.
Yes, very true.
That Christian entertained it was new. But we went up, for whatever reason, I just remember taking turns going up into Christian's room, because we knew inevitably they were going to end up there.
Yeah, I'm glad
so,
you made this.
Christian had, Christian had a great deal of sporting equipment in his room for some reason.
Byron Minnici usually helped me out with a lot of that.
Yes, and we also
bobbleheads.
That's safe. We can say that.
But also hockey sticks. And
oh yes, also,
there were two hockey sticks.
Listen, I'm an athletic, coordinated gentleman. I gotta have these things around.
Drink more from your flask.
Yeah. God, keep drinking.
He's an athletic supporter. You guys.
Keep drinking. But we ended up putting all of the sporting equipment, which wasn't just hockey sticks. There were like probably a baseball glove, shoulder pads. An end table?
Oh, yeah.
We put all this stuff in Christian's
bed. Pretty much anything that wasn't over 100 pounds or attached or expensive ended up
in his bed.
On my bed.
So we put all this in his bed knowing that that's probably where the two of them were heading. Sure enough, they wound up there. I don't know what happened. I'm almost certain they just snuggled.
Absolutely.
But meanwhile...
I picked a lot of pillow talk.
Yes!
Well, absolutely. Sort of like a hand up on the, you know, laying on your side, yeah, hand up on the side of your head.
A lot of that went down.
What's your favorite episode of Seinfeld? You know, did you watch Sex and the City?
Talking about cannolis and something like that. I don't know.
That might have been
family. Probably family.
I don't know.
I think it just kind of, that's true. Anyway.
I get that one. But,
yeah, I heard that.
The best, no, it's pretty good. The best part wasn't even what, like, I guess, this isn't even really, this is a Christian story, but it's more like a just us story. But, like, as Christian and his friend
Carmella
are cleaning off the bed.
Special friend.
Special friend. Tim and I know exactly what's happening. And we get all excited and we want to tell Kevin, who, I don't know if you had the flu. You were sick.
I had a horrendous sinus infection.
Oh, this is all the same. Yeah.
So Tim and I want to tell Kevin what's happening and get him caught up because Kevin was feeling ill and wasn't out with us. We both had, I want to say cranberry and vodka or something red.
Matt
we had,
was there too, wasn't he?
Not yet. We had red drinks. God, some dick. I didn't spoil yours. But, so we rushed to Kevin's door, which is down the hall, to tell him what's happening, what's transpired, and Tim drops his drink. Remember that?
Yep.
Drops his drink.
I'm sure something or somebody bumped into me.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee.
A lot of people jumped out of nowhere in that house.
That's true. Like, but at any rate, so Kevin's like on his deathbed, and Tim and I like basically fall into his door, and Tim dumps his drink under the door into Kevin's room. Kevin comes to the door. What? What the fuck do you want?
That is true.
So we go back downstairs, yeah, those are and at some point, our friend Matt joins us, and Kevin's on his deathbed. Christian's with his friend in his room. And we decide, in a very drunk haze, that we're going to play a game of Free Shot. Now, for those that don't know what Free Shot is, for those that don't know...
Podcast land.
Do you want to take this, Christian? You know what Free Shot is.
I am well aware of Free Shot. Essentially, Free Shot is you either sit or stand, and there is a football, basketball, baseball, wiffle ball, whatever you got that's...
Hopefully not a baseball.
Bag of flour. Yeah.
Billiard ball.
I am confident that someone went along and gave a free shot with a baseball.
Brick.
Okay, it's a gentleman's game in the sense that you are robbing said object at the other gentleman's junk, knowing that, hit or miss, he has the opportunity to lob said object back. And it gradually progresses until it goes too far or someone pees blood.
Someone gets mad. So, but the idea is if you flinch, then it's a do-over or something.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to stand there and you just gotta
take it.
Some of us have better targets than others, so, you know, those of us that have...
Well, this reminds me of another Christian story that... Sorry. If we have time at the end, because, you know, it's a hard cap on the end of these things.
But at the end...
This is a great start.
But Tim, Matt, and I decided to play a game of Free Shot while... Christian and Kevin were not with us. And so what we did, for some reason...
Doing very different things.
For some reason...
Hudsucker Proxy.
But we decided, and I don't know why, but we decided to play Free Shot. I knew why that. But we wanted to play Free Shot shirtless.
A reminder that the kitchen is directly below my room.
See, in our thought was that it was so far away from the staircase, which is where upstairs is.
We were being respectful.
So here's the real question. Whose idea was it to get shirtless?
It probably was mine.
Yes.
People
we all know
there,
your idea.
The finger's pointing at Adam.
Anyway.
I guarantee I was the reason for the shirtless part, but the free shot, I want to say, was Matt. Ooh, not positive, but probably.
Although Matt may have already been shirtless.
It's true.
He probably spilled some dog shit on his shirt.
But, so we were playing...
And usually long nipple hair.
So if you envision three 23, 24-year-olds, Matt was like 30 at the time, playing Free Shot shirtless while our friends are not around, and then I'm pretty sure Kevin came down a couple times to yell at us because we were right below his room and he was trying to sleep. But maybe like a little bit later, we'll say, Christian and his friend come downstairs to see us.
Taking the show.
Eat some raw salmon, get some omega-3s.
Christian was hungry and ravenous.
Just kidding. We watched Miller's Crossing.
His throat was
Donnie Darko.
Sore from all the talking.
Yes.
Lots
yes.
of talking.
Tongue talking.
Gabbing.
No, but they walked down to see the three of us shirtless throwing a Nerf Turbo football at each other's penises repeatedly, giggling like idiots a good 10 beers
cackling
deep.
Was the word you used.
Yeah.
About me, I think.
Yes, because your laugh was so high-pitched.
I was having...
Stop.
We
in
had
my a, defense, I was having a great time.
The time of my life.
I'm not certain. I like to think that one of us like invited Christian and
Carmella
to play with us.
I was invited to
but play. Pretty much
she, other things
she covered that. Her like covered her face and just kind of ran out of there.
Again, Matt's unusually long nipple.
Which technically the
I hated these guys in high school.
I had the opportunity and I seized the opportunity.
Yeah, carpe diem.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You made me believe. Talk about your seductiveness.
This is scary.
So
we've all fallen for it.
So I had a very, very specific idea of what I was going to talk about today, and I'm still going to talk about that, but I've decided to touch upon a few different areas. Because I've had a very hard time just circling
like
around one thing.
Okay, yeah.
But and so a few
yeah,
things
I think
have come
more.
This is also probably not too insulting.
All
right. I don't think anything. Nothing's been insulting, has it?
I'm good.
You have
Tim, get the gun.
Quite a history. I don't want to say quite a history because that wouldn't be kind either. But you are quite a cocksmith.
Cocksman.
You're a cocksman.
All right.
Yeah.
Christian's I say cocksmith.
Cocksmith might actually mean something else.
Cocksmith. All right. That means you like make cocks.
I don't
you're
do
cocksmith.
That. I'm confident I don't
so do cocksman.
That. Or your interest is in cocks.
So you have
professional interest.
Again, not that either.
Not that either. I want
to
get it right.
You have a bit of an ability cocksman. To, one, pinpoint the girl. Two.
Whoa, you're making it seem like a sexual predator.
Yes,
here.
Thanks.
Well, it's always dark and it's just before the dawn. Two, seduce the woman.
Right. I'm gonna be sick.
Ugh.
Oh, you've seen it happen, don't I?
Three.
Well, yeah.
Make the woman story. Want more of what you have. There's probably a song that's based on that. But
well,
so
there it is.
Going through history, there are about I'm gonna probably say about three people right now. Two who had some overlap.
Okay.
And one that was completely out of the blue.
Ah, okay.
Overlap salt and pepper?
Yes,
you know
salt
where
and
I'm
pepper.
With that.
Oh, just talk about
so
the
we're going to say one is salt and the other one's pepper. That's a nice way to put
sure,
it.
Sure, that sounds great.
So salt was there before pepper.
Yes.
Salt was there during pepper for a little bit.
Yeah. They were together at one point. Is that your story?
Yes.
Sorry.
Salt and pepper together.
Yeah. So... We all knew that Christian was with Salt for a very for about a year and a half or so. They had a lot of ups and downs. He hated to define what they were, which also made them super dependent on him because they just wanted to know the end of the story. They didn't know. And this was part of his deal.
Sidebar, don't put this edit this out. Which one's Salt?
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah, okay. Just
I mean you
did not know that? So, oh, I'm sorry if I didn't realize who fucking Salt was. After you talking about him being a cocksmith, which is incorrect. He's a cocksman.
All right.
So,
that's
Salt,
true. Sorry, Tim.
Jesus.
So Salt had been around for a while. They had been seeing each other. They were away from each other. They would get back together. They would hang out. It was quite the saga.
It was. We loved talking about it.
We did.
Dodged a bullet, by the way.
A tremendous bullet.
Maybe a bowling ball. What did they shoot in the Civil War?
Musket?
No, that cannonball. Yeah, cannonball. There you go.
Yeah, and you did. You not might have. You did because that wasn't getting any better than when you had it.
No, that was about as good.
Peak.
As
no, she peaked. Yeah, with you. So you got Salt at the right time.
I don't know how much
of salt
this
was kosher.
It's more of an assault.
Never mind. I'm done.
So at any rate, we you're with her for a long time. You were hanging out. She was coming over to the house in the city. All the time, whenever she felt like it.
And
she
your was, brother.
It
was awesome, by the way.
She was not known for her brain power. She didn't have a lot of intellectual assets.
Right. She was somewhere between a rock and a jar of mayonnaise.
There it is.
Ooh, okay.
She was.
She was essentially viscous goo. But she, again...
Viscous goo sounds unattractive.
Yeah, that is true. You know, again, you had your ups and downs. You were, you were fine. Everything's all right. Hanging out.
Your
no
ins,
problem.
Your outs.
Right. Your what have yous.
That's it, yep.
At one point, you did throw a sub on her car out of anger because she told you to mow her lawn.
What?
That's not even the story. That's just the thing that happened. And I was right there in the back seat for the worst. And I think I made a comment about how mom and dad are fighting.
I would never remember that. I don't even know that. I don't remember throwing a sub on the car.
It was her sub.
See, this isn't all painful.
I'm going to hell.
Well, when you had one of your down times, you decided, what the hell, why don't I just go see some other people? You didn't exactly call it off with her.
But he never called it on.
I was gonna say,
he
never called
it on either. So they were very nebulous. It didn't really matter. And that's when you decided to see old Pepper. Old Black Pepper.
Jeez.
So she,
again, show hands in this room. Who wouldn't want, actually, you guys all did, she was on that shirt.
We saw all of them.
Yeah, no,
there's
yeah,
no,
he didn't.
I think I showed my entire family. But, so during that time, you saw her. It was quite a thrill ride from start to finish. You know, she was hanging around. We sometimes wanted to see her. She was a curiosity, not because of the nature of who she was, but just because of how she acted right. And the fact that you were cool with everything. She, you know, she worked at a bar. We went to the bar all the time and didn't pay for a single
drink.
I'm going
to say we probably owed that bar somewhere $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And that's probably
over
a conservative
thousand.
Estimate.
Yeah.
I walked out of there with like a root beer on my bill every time, and I was like, we each did like 5 or 6 shots.
She didn't even care that we tipped. Salt reared its ugly head once again. And then you had a bit of a Sophie's Choice.
I had it under control.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
In fact, you did.
I like to think
it was like you decided that
for the podcast he did.
Yeah. All right,
throw a bone here.
No, let's hear how I did.
So there was one particular night where you definitely did not have it together, though you walked around with the swagger and confidence of a man who did. Baseless, beyond belief, you decided to have a party at the house. I believe you were the only one still living there at the time. Or maybe I was still there at that point. I'm not sure. It could have been right around the time. But you didn't know how to uninvite both of them, so both of them came to the party.
I feel like I was just doubling down.
You think
increasing
you were.
Your odds.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was like, this is going to go great or terrible.
Well,
either way.
Salt felt the competition.
Felt a little salty.
Felt a little salty herself and started drinking a little heavier. And
boy, did
was,
she.
Was, yeah, and she was being very outward with how she wanted to bed you. Ooh. Bed this seductive beast.
Come on.
But she continued to drink, and if memory serves me correctly, she drank a lot of Alka-Pop. Am I saying that correctly? So those Mike's Hard Lemonades, those nasty Zimas, whatever it is, the things that we hate but love.
Twisted Tea.
So
I have a bone to pick somewhere in Illinois. We'll revisit Alka-Pop, but go on.
That's fine.
Oh, Four Loko. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm putting that on. You're going on podcast. So. Okay. I got a witness in the room, and now you're on blast on podcast. So, let's go.
So she went too heavy. Pepper was doing just fine, very social. Went too heavy. That's a double meaning. But
they both went too heavy.
They both did, but
salt
peaked a lot earlier that night, and she was seen streaking to the downstairs bathroom to throw up, with Pepper trailing her. And eventually getting her into the bathroom and holding her hair back. I did take a picture, but I had a flip phone, and it wasn't happening.
It's like they're sister wives or something.
Yeah.
I told you I had under control.
Looking out for each other.
And here's where I'm going to call. Here's where I'm going to be asking you a question. Did you bed one of the ladies that night?
Salt or Pepper or both?
100% yes.
My money's on Pepper, obviously.
Yeah. Pretty sure... Salt just laid in
bathroom floor.
I don't know the answer to that. I want to. My money is on salt. Sure. Super rally.
No mouth stuff that night, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, I hope you didn't
kill him. Or Jesus. I'm a terrible... No,
you're not.
No, what was about to come out of my mouth was a terrible, terrible thing. Mostly because it would have been true.
I'm going to finish it with a quote from you. This is a direct quote
for
you.
Oh, I know. Okay.
All right, everybody quiet.
This is something that you said, and you were proud of it, and I never forgot it.
This is so good.
After you were... finished with salt and had no use for her anymore.
At least a year after this.
At least a year after, you stated to me, I'm guessing we both had something in our systems at that time, but you said, there is literally nothing I haven't done to this girl. And so, in my mind, like, ever since then, I thought, like, maybe he'll walk her down the aisle, like, years later for her husband and say, give her away. And as he's giving her away, he says to the groom-to-be, there's literally nothing I haven't done to this girl.
I was going to tell another bone of the crotch story then, but...
I think that did it. All right, so we've been at it we have a little bit over an hour, so why don't, Christian, this is your chance to, anything you want to share or bring up, and it could be at our expense, it could be at middle name James's expense. You already gave your sister a shout out.
I put you on blast for the Four Locos.
Okay, go ahead and share that story.
So, this is a night I vaguely, fondly remember, because I thought my heart was going to explode. And I think it was your Christmas party.
Halloween.
Oh. Halloween? Yes, because I dressed as Larry Bird. So,
okay.
Kevin threw a Halloween party, and I dressed as Larry Bird. And this was right around the time that you and your current lover are were dating.
Current lover?
That was the best way I could throw it out there without any...
You were already
married?
Married.
Oh, you're... Okay.
I don't know.
It was in this house. It had to be after. Must have been. If it was a Halloween
Was that when
party.
I was Dangle from Reno 911?
I think so.
Okay.
I was dressed as Larry Bird. It was the first real non-dress-up Christmas party that we had.
Okay.
It was Halloween. Halloween. But I'm saying the first party we ever had here was dress-up Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, that was great.
Bow ties and fun stuff like that.
Well, nice dressing up. Go ahead.
I came dressed as Larry Bird and met Lieutenant Dangle. And we had a couple of adult beverages. And I drank like 2 Four Locos. And Lieutenant Dangle decided to play the cop role and say, hey, asshole, you probably shouldn't drink any of these. Because Lieutenant Dangle, while not a cop, was a York City health employee. Which is the reason why we ended up in the city house.
That's why he gave you good advice.
He gave you good advice. Health employee. Anyway, Lieutenant Dangle decided that I needed to not drink any more Four Loko and just...
I just didn't want you to die.
These were original Four Loko.
And me being a competitive bastard and oftentimes getting intoxicated and...
Being told what you can't do.
Yes. It doesn't go well with me. Told him, I will drink all of these Four Loko. And you're like, there's no way you can do all that. And I told him, I will bet you $50 I can drink all of these Four Loko before the end of the night. Well, the night kept going, and I was charging through Four Loko.
That's a lot of sugar.
It wasn't the sugar, but we'll get back to that. Current lover decided that she needed to go back to your new city townhouse behind Hooters.
All right.
Because it was, you know, 11:30 or something like that. And I said, listen, I'm four locos. And I got like 3 more or 5 more to go, and I get $50. And you're like, there's no way you're doing that. If you do that, I will pay you $50. I'm like, you're damn right, because that's the only reason I'm doing that.
I
raced all of these down. You left, and then Kevin, as my only standing witness at this point in time, goes,
"There's no way Kevin was sober."
At this point in time, I was winning, and I needed a witness, and I made you stay up and watch me drink.
Watch me drink.
Don't go to bed.
I had great sex that night because I had a shit ton of caffeine in me. Exactly. And then I made sure that when I left,
stupid joke,
that I took pictures of all Four Loko and sent them to Adam, in which case...
You did. I do recall that.
Still owes me $50.
Yeah.
So it's in podcast world.
The biggest non-surprise out of that is Adam didn't pay.
I felt like my heart was going to explode. Like 4 a.m. I'm like, this is terrible. This is terrible. I am drunk and my heart hurts.
I drove you to kill your, like, almost kill yourself.
I don't think you couldn't. You shouldn't. Yes,
no, but...
It wasn't like I was, like, challenging you to the point that I was like, I can drink more of these than you.
No, 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 but you told me I can't. Is that what I said? There's no way in hell. I think it was you exactly said, there's no way in hell you're drinking all those four.
I probably did. But it wasn't as if I was like, I'm going to out-drink you. It was more... Yeah.
Fuck you. I won.
and there the story
ends. You got this far without cursing. I can't believe that.
Who else you got? No, so that was... Thank you for that.
That's a very nice one, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly...
Kevin and Tim are here, too.
I was going to say, because I had a story from earlier that I loved.
Let's hear.
It's not bad.
I want to hear.
Our friend James.
Yes.
Middle name.
First, I thought you were going with the Ellicott story when this all started.
Such a
good story. Oh!
I thought about that as well.
Every one of us!
I wasn't there for that one, but I know all about it.
Kevin and Matt shared the food.
I'm as cognizant as
that's
you
right.
Were.
Matt was our friend, middle name James, was the other one.
Matt,
I bore witness to.
We used to go to his brother's house in northern rural Pennsylvania.
Can't get there from here.
can't get there from here. Great weekend. We're hosted, treated to lots of beer, lots of food.
Yeah, it was the Ides of March.
I don't think we shelled out a dollar.
Senior year of high school, weekend. I'm thinking, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Junior
had to be.
17, 18 years old.
It's a great weekend. It's Sunday. It's late morning, probably. We're rolling out of the place. We're getting ready to go home. We're loading up the car. Snow on the ground. Christian turns around. Big old ice ball.
In his hand.
Turns around, wings it back at the back door, hits our host right in the face.
Right in the ear.
Greased him in the ear.
Whoa, there's a lot to be left out of that story. We went outside, and when we went out there, our middle name friend James said, let's pelt my brother with snowballs when he comes out. We all made snowballs. We all threw them at him.
I was the
only one with good enough aim to light him up.
I don't know.
One of us in this room was a pitcher. We all threw snowballs at him.
I redeemed myself later in the summer.
Yes, that was not good. And I was the last one to throw, which meant my snowball was last one. And ice.
Just grease
it. Oh, it was ear hole while he was holding his son at probably about 3-year-old.
But I recall he took a shot. We were doing free shot there the one time, football in the backyard, and he wasn't looking. Someone gunned it and hit him right in the balls, and he's the biggest man I've ever seen.
He's huge.
Go down that fast. Matt or somebody nailed him right in the nuts from across the yard.
Yeah.
Hello. I thought we were going to talk about talking about our friend Kevin over here.
Oh.
Do you recall the time that Kevin had a friendo over and said friendo got shuffled upstairs?
Oh, yeah.
And
I was just talking about this last night.
Shuffled back down the stairs?
To my lover.
Current lover.
Yeah. I was just talking about this. Go on.
So
yeah.
Just talking about it.
We were. I brought it up.
The row home that's been brought up numerous times in this. If you came into said row home, right when you walk in, you could go directly up the stairs. And if you went directly up the stairs and continue to go straight to the back of the house, you would end up in Kevin's room, who also had the balcony, which was one that you probably
closest to the bathroom and the back balcony.
In retrospect, we all in our own way
had
the
best room.
Best, you had your own floor.
You wanted that.
I'd like two rooms.
We all had the...
There was no argument over who took what.
Best. We got it. Anyway, so Kevin, who disappeared earlier that night, long story short, comes back and the door opens and shuffles this girl up the stairs as fast as humanly possible.
I'm not sure, but he might have said, don't look at him. Don't look at him. As we sit there playing.
The two of us were off to the left in the sizable women's room, great room. Yeah. And this girl, so I don't know if you prepped her before you walked in the door.
I'm certain I did.
Or how it went, but she was on board because she got about 3/4 of the way up the steps and you turned back and were like, hey guys! And then darted up the stairs. And I'm going to say somewhere about 4 in the morning, this same down the stairs, out the door, Adam and I are confused as fuck. Homeboy goes upstairs or come in the next morning, and I found a can of raviolis and handcuffs attached to the bedposts. And I remember thinking to myself, yeah.
I pointed out
this is the kind of girl.
Yeah.
I pointed out the handcuffs to you.
No.
I got you out of bed.
Yeah. No, you showed me the handcuffs. You're right.
Without saying a word, shuffled you over to my room.
It might be. Pointed at them. It might be the first time that this may have ever been brought up, and I don't even know if Adam remembers this, but we had a conversation that night, and we talked about whether or not the fact that this girl should be allowed in our house. And then it came down to the point in time.
Why?
No. Well,
because she was.
No. So if you recall the railing way, if you went down the hallway, you would. If you go up the stairs and you do a complete U-turn, you would have to do a U-turn again to go up to Adam's room.
Oh, all right.
Or if you went straight down the hallway, you went to my bedroom.
Correct.
So Kevin's in the front, or I'm in the front, Kevin's in the back, and Adam's on the third floor. To get to the third floor or my room, you had to do a U-turn.
Turn around.
We joked because the hallway, as it got down to Adam's size, narrowed down pretty narrow. And we joked that she couldn't make it to our room because it was too narrow, so she had to go directly to Kevin's room.
I know who this was. And she was that one was of normal stature. Man hands. That was the only thing she had. Man hands.
We always joke that the only
special cuffs.
You can crack that lobster with it.
Girls couldn't get to the third floor because they couldn't make the turn. They couldn't get to my floor because it never.
I want you to know I was so I was such a gentleman that I allowed her to drive home at 4 a.m.
After you handcuffed her to your head.